97.1. Hey everybody, welcome in to Speak Up. My name is Barbara, and I am so glad that you are with us today. We have another great program for you, as always. My guest is Will Gonser Sr. He values that senior part because he is the father of three, I just have to say it, very handsome sons. And Will, you look too young to have sons that old, how did that happen?
I've been accused of a lot worse, but yeah, no, it gets cold in North Idaho in the wintertime. That's all I can say about that.
Well, they're good looking. Will is a former radio colleague with me here at Blue Sky Broadcasting. He has an amazing journey to share with us, a journey without God and how that worked, and now his testimony with God, the Lord Jesus, and how that's working out for him. Amen. So stay with us. It's going to be good, and we will be right back after this first break.
Hey, Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture. Many of you that have shopped with us over the years know that we are always stocked with a unique selection of high-quality home furnishings for every room in your house. What you may not remember, but for those new to the area, is our 5,500-square-foot clearance center right next door. We designed this center to make your hard-earned dollars stretch a little further. The Sandpoint Furniture Clearance Center is an outlet for factory specials, one-of-a-kind pieces, discontinued items, closeouts, and overstock. It's also home to a variety of furniture for the kids, or maybe a guest room that needs some sprucing up. These are some points that make the Clearance Center a great place to check out. We're budget-friendly, making us perfect for rentals. We offer living room sets, dining sets, mattress sets, bunk beds, sleeper sofas, lamps, and area rugs. And the selection is always changing with new arrivals daily. And know that you're welcome to take it with you or have our professional delivery service take care of the heavy lifting. The Sandpoint Furniture Clearance Center, located right next door to Sandpoint Furniture in Ponderay.
Why choose Kroc Coatings for your concrete?
Our neighbor had Kroc Coatings come up and do their driveway. And so I watched theirs for a year or two, and it looked fantastic. And I got a hold of Kylie at Kroc Coatings, and she was fantastic. Everything went perfectly. It went exactly as she said it would. The coating that Kroc put on solved all the problems. Not only would I recommend Kroc Coatings, but I have.
One thing people don't realize is our product actually makes a chemical bond with the concrete. Most of our competitors and other products you have to annually maintain. Because those products sit on top, or they evaporate, or they wear off, or they pressure wash off, ours does not do any of that. So ours is making a chemical bond with the concrete, becomes one with the concrete. It's not going anywhere.
Upgrade your garage, patio, or basement today with a new Kroc floor. Go to croccoatings.com/radio. That's croccoatings.com/radio.
This is Chad Young with the Easy Home Buyer. You know, selling a home is never just about the house. It's about the situation you're in. Maybe you're going through a tough transition, family stuff, job change, or just feeling overwhelmed by repairs that never seem to end. That's why I do what I do. I help people move forward. We buy houses as is with no fees, no commissions, and no headaches. Just a fair cash offer and a closing that works for you. You don't have to clean, fix anything, or even clear out the junk. We handle it all. So whatever's on your plate, let me take this one off of it. Call me at 208-717-2000. The easiest part of your week? Making this phone call and finally getting your house sold. No endless showings, no expensive fixes, and no waiting around. I'm here to help, not hassle. That's 208-717-2000.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
News Talk 97. Everybody, welcome back in. Say a big hello and welcome to my guest, Will Gonser Sr. Will, it is so incredibly wonderful to have you sitting across here with me. Thank you,
Barb. It's a full circle, isn't it?
It is a full circle for both of us, but especially for you. There is just a whole thing going on here. So start off with our audience to remind them and all of us, when were you here at Blue Sky, and what were some of the duties you had?
So I started back here in the early 2000s, right around 2003. My friend Johnny Knight got me an interview with Dylan, and it kind of went from there. I came in through the door. I had known Dylan from high school. We were friends. I think I didn't play ball with him, but I kind of did equipment managing for the team while he was on varsity. So I got to know him and some other people in the town that way. And when I went to interview with him, it was more of like two buddies talking over a Coke, you know. Uh-huh. And he goes,
"Was that a Coke or Coke?"
Coca-Cola.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So he goes, "Do you want to do work here, or are you just?" And I'm like, "I would love to work for you." And he's like, "Okay, well, tell me what you want to do." Anything. I just wanted my foot in the door. So what I thought was going to be washing windows and toilet seats turned into doing the board for your show. And I think that was right about 2004 or 2005.
Yeah.
And it kind of went from there until about 2009 was when I had stepped away from the station due to the fiscal downturn at the time. We had a rock station, Rock 106.7, and I was doing stuff on it. And I was also doing boards for most of the noon talk shows, mm-hmm. like yourself and other individuals like Bill Litzinger.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things. I had an hour-long talk with Dylan because he did not want to let me go, but had no choice. His hands were tied, you know. The economy at that time for the nation was in the tank, and, you know, things happen that you can't control. And, you know, I have no discord or anything for what happened back then. Dylan was and always has been a great brother friend to me. I have no discord for this at all.
No.
It's just one of those things in life.
I think everybody here is basically happy. I don't know what it is about the radio station. I think it's some kind of fairy dust around here.
It's a
we
family.
We don't go anyplace. You know? Exactly. We stay.
But yeah, sometimes in life, God just has you go down an avenue you don't really want.
It was interesting because you said there were this downturn in the economy that affected the radio station and affected you and I think a couple of others.
Sure.
You had no control over.
No.
And what's interesting to me is you thought you had control of the rest of your life.
I sure did.
And so tell our audience about that. Like, what was going on in your life at that time apart from the radio?
Wow. So most of my friends would know that I was a father as well as a radio guy. So getting away from the microphones and headsets was more just like an everyday of taking care of kids. I had three young men that are now adults that I helped raise along with my ex-wife. And, you know, we did the best that we could. And in so doing, we tried to have a Christian household. But as you and some of your educated listeners would know, if you're not properly doing Jesus, Jesus doesn't properly do you. That's not
religion,
how it works.
Religion isn't the right word, is it?
Oh, it isn't. It's life.
They think that's the goal, to have some
kind
of religion in your life.
Right.
And I don't like to make religion necessarily a bad word, but
no.
It is about having a true relationship, as you well know now,
right,
with Jesus.
Absolutely.
So what was going on in your life then that was not working? You were trying to raise your family and
I think a lot of what the problem was is, you know, I spend a lot of my time nowadays, you know, focusing on God and what He wants my day to be like and what He wants me to do as far as spreading the word of Him around town. And back then, there was none of that.
Right.
You know, it was one of those things. I don't know if you've ever heard of this adage, but at our church, we talk a lot about those one-day-a-week Christians.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You come to church, you Jesus, Jesus, Jesus all Sunday long, but then Monday through Saturday, it's absolutely
not.
You're
doing your own thing.
Absolutely.
Which is often, could be a very bad thing.
In certain circumstances, yes.
Bad, but it's certainly not what God wants.
No.
It's not pleasing to God, whatever it is that you're doing.
And when I say in every aspect, Barb, I don't just mean like in that regard. We weren't going to church, but I mean like when you're a Christian man and you're married and you have children, you raise your children and you treat your wife a certain way. when you're not and you're everything but that in life, you don't necessarily treat your family members behind closed doors the way
no,
that they should be treated.
Not at all, or anybody, that, really. Your thoughts.
Yeah. That fact right there. Yeah. That was my everyday for about 22 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So for people to understand, so what were your goals then? What were you doing? I mean, what was happening?
So my goals in 2008 was to stick with the rock station and have the longest running morning show on Rock 106.7 that I could possibly have. And further that into, like, instead of just a thing that I do, make it a career. Mm-hmm. And I garnered everything around my life to fit that mold. And none of that was a Jesus at all thing. That was all temporary preparations.
Right. Before we get to that, though, I mean, how was that working out for you, that life, those goals?
I'll tell you what. When you're in the thick of it and you're doing it, like, my ex-wife, God bless her, because she put up with me for 20-some years, but we could not go anywhere in this town without someone's kid or somebody who heard my show coming up to me. We would go to Walmart for a quick 5 minutes. She's like, in and out, sir. We're getting diapers, wipes, and some juice, and we're heading home. I'm like, sure. And she would be corralling me in the foyer of the old Walmart store because somebody's talking to me and has been for about a half hour. I didn't even go with her with the cart. I just stayed at the door.
What was so pride? I mean, what was
it, a lot of it is fame. Fame. I was somebody. Okay, this is.
You thought you were somebody.
Exactly. You know, when I was growing up in this town, you know, we moved here in 87 from West Seattle. My parents didn't want me in street gangs, and my dad couldn't keep a job after Lockheed closed its shipyard. So we moved out here. It was an easy win. This Vacationville, we used to come over to Heron and hang out with friends. We'd go to the church on Boyer with some of our friends, and we knew some people, so it was great. Well, let's make it an everyday thing. All right, cool. We move over here. And from jump, I hated my parents all through high school. They took me from my family. They took me from my life, you know, whatever. But you get to a point where you're the new kid, okay? I had no friends. We moved here. I knew nobody. I knew some people from church that were in private school. And then summer hits. You see those friends from private school, but you still don't really, you know, you're not fitting in. I never fit in here. Here being Sandpoint, because I never allowed it. I was so mad at my parents and what they had supposedly in my little kid mind done to me. I never allowed myself to fit in.
So what were you doing then? I mean, who were you fitting in with?
I fit in with kids at church. And then when we
church, you've already said you were not the right.
We were in and
you
out.
Were,
yeah.
You were not what people are thinking correctly about.
There was like a handful of kids that would get me, and we would hang out. Like, there was one young guy that I hung out with a lot in high school. His name was Andy Magdance, and we were inseparable. He was Seventh-day Adventist, God bless him. So he'd go to church on Saturdays, and I'd be stuck at home. And when I was stuck at home, I'd hang out with Josh and Jeremy Krebs. And most of the time when I was with Josh, we would get into a little bit of trouble. I don't need to go into details on that, but we were just mischievous.
Not now that you've mentioned his name.
Yeah. We were just mischievous young kids, you know, driving around town, like, yelling all kinds of stuff out the window and, like.
Were you drinking?
Not at that point. Oh. I didn't drink.
You were
drink.
Too young then.
Yeah.
When did those kinds of downturns start in your life?
So.
When it was not teenage innocent, I don't fit in, but it was more hardcore.
That didn't start for me. My friends always called me sheltered. I didn't start drinking until after I had graduated. And I moved back because I tried moving away to go back home to Seattle. And things just didn't work out. I moved back after 8 months. I was angry, disappointed I had to come back here. And I started hanging out with some of my old high school friends. And they'd take me to parties to get me to relax and, like, live a little, right? Well, then we started going to these little parties that we'd have in certain spots. I'm not going to name places. I don't want to.
No, go ahead.
Okay,
I mean,
so like
you have to name
anything. We'd go.
What did you do?
Yeah, we'd go to these parties, and I'd be so upset that I'd have like $20 on the way there. I'd get like 4 bottles
of
whatever I could get for that cheap at
like
the liquor
hard.
Store. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so like the one party that we went to, we were down by Sunnyside. There was like 30 of us. Everybody BYOB, right? I bought 4 bottles of Jim Beam, and I had them gone in 20 minutes. And that was just to start the party. Not trying to talk myself up. That's just where I was at.
No, you are definitely not talking yourself up.
Right, yeah.
Don't worry about that. That right. is not good.
It was,
it's surprising you didn't get some kind of alcohol poisoning.
That makes 2 of us. I was kind of waiting for that.
God was kind of looking out for you, I think.
A little bit, yeah.
Then, that, as he does with all of us. I mean, we've all done things, and you look back on it, and you think, I can't believe I actually survived that.
Yeah.
So your life was falling apart.
Sure.
I don't want to make you talk about anything you don't want to talk about.
Absolutely.
But I want our audience to understand that you were drinking. Were you drugs?
I got into drugs. So the main part of drugs for me didn't happen until after I had gotten married.
Okay.
But I had gotten into I'd smoke marijuana every once in a while with friends at these parties.
Okay, so then you got married and you were still doing this in a marriage.
Off and on, yep.
Babies were coming along and you were still doing this.
When my oldest son was born, there were some things that had went on in my life. And I had quit drinking and quit smoking marijuana because... 2 things, really. I had been diagnosed months before he was born with T-cell lymphoma. And they literally told me in a room with most of my family that it's June, whatever, you have until August. And I don't remember anything being said after that. There was, like, the doctor was talking to my mother and my stepdad about all these things in this chart.
So did that medical thing like straighten you out and say, my goodness, I need to get a control going here? Or did it make you want to drink more?
No, that was, I had an aha moment with God.
Okay.
We lived in Kootenai at the time. I was probably 4 weeks after hearing that that was it for me. And this one Friday morning, it's like all of August. Hot, right? I put on my flip-flops, my shorts, and my tank top, and I walked from Kootenai down to City Beach, and I sat basically on the pier where they have the Statue of Liberty now, and I just sat there and watched the sun come up. And I remember in that moment, there was a lot of tears shed by myself, a lot of words said to Jesus, but the one thing that I said is just let me be a good father. Mm-hmm. And I walked home, got about halfway there, and a friend of my mom and stepdad picked me up and brought me the rest of the way home. And, yeah.
So you had an aha moment with Jesus, with God.
Yeah.
And your prayer was, I want to be a good father.
Yeah.
Did you understand at that point that you were still going to hell? Even as a good father, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
This is the part
I
think a lot of people miss.
Right, yeah.
You know, there's this whole salvation thing that goes on. It's really hard to explain because it's like a miracle.
It is.
And we are not in control of it.
Absolutely
and there it
not.
Is.
Right.
So we can, I endeavored to be a good employee and a good this and a good that and... was always asking for God. He was just like, Barbara, you're not saved yet. So we cannot get down to business.
Right.
Really?
So, yeah. That.
So how did it happen? Okay, we're going to take a little break here. So let me ask the question. Then we come back from this next
Absolutely.
Break. I want you to go in and dig into this one. And that is, when did it come to you for salvation, and then you surrendered then for that was, you realize this is the part, this is the missing part and why it's not all working out for me yet. All right, hold that thought.
All right.
Because I know you have a lot to share on that. All right, everybody, we're going to take that break right now.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet serving the greater Sandpoint area. Having recorded historically high sales volumes for Silverado heavy-duty trucks, Taylor & Sons has been granted special allocation by Chevrolet for a huge quantity of additional trucks that have hit the ground. Summer is certainly high tide for our supply of new Chevrolet HD trucks, and Taylor & Sons has ordered the most popular work-ready and comfort options in these Silverado 2500 and 3500 trucks. This additional allocation encompasses the spectrum of choices offered by Chevrolet, including gas or diesel engines, short or long boxes, work-ready, ready to luxury trims in a variety of colors. The best news is every Silverado 2500 and 3500 truck is currently on sale at Taylor & Sons, with rebates and discounts as high as $5,000 off MSRP and interest rates as low as 3.9% APR OAC. You can view our entire inventory of new Silverado HD trucks online at tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company. Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the old Powerhouse building, online at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
At Winter Ridge, if it makes it onto our shelves, it has met our quality standards, and we can rest easy knowing it's making its way into your pantries and onto your tables. We are getting back to the basics and refreshing our product selection store-wide. In addition, we are happy to announce we are bringing back in-store sampling and wine tastings. Try before you buy new and exciting products. Learn about the makers behind the brands and discover delightful pairings. It's going to be a summer to remember. We'll see you in the aisles. Winter Ridge, your community choice for local, natural, and delicious. At the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
Does your pet need to be spayed or neutered? At Better Together Animal Alliance, we offer affordable, high-quality spay and neuter services to keep your pets happy and healthy. This includes a veterinarian exam, anesthesia, surgery, pain management, and even a free microchip, all at a low cost to you. Plus, every dog also gets a nail trim. Give your pet the care they deserve. Schedule today. Visit BetterTogetherAnimalAlliance.org to learn more.
Lena K Realty has a commercial property listing with a huge price reduction down to $699,000. Highway 95 in Sagal. 3.28 acres with an approved ITD encroachment permit. An exceptional opportunity to have a shop, large barn for storage, and a three-bedroom, two-bath home with 350 feet of highway frontage for the price of a property without the commercial zoning. See the professionals at Lena K Realty, LenaKRealty.com.
News Talk 97.1. Hey everybody, as usual, we have it going on right here for you. I'm talking with Will Gonser, and he is a former colleague here at the radio station, and you've been listening to when he was walking, let's just say walking on the wild side. And as he started to come to the realization that his life was not working the way he wanted it to. And so let's start there, Will. I mean,
sure.
Get us to the nitty-gritty of how God really started turning you around.
So before the break, I mentioned about that aha moment with God down at the lake. And it was 2 weeks later, following Sunday, that a friend of my family invited us to church. And the pastor's name was Cliff Eberle, and he's no longer with us. He pastored Landmark Missionary Baptist Church for years here in Sandpoint off Florence. And he, during one of his sermons, he asked if there was anyone who had questions about salvation, and if what they did, to raise their hand and come forward. So I did. And there was all of 15 of us in the building, so everyone was elated, you know, and laid hands on me, and we prayed, and I gave my heart to the Lord that day. But, you know, there's something to be said when you do that and you don't fully grasp the ramifications of your actions.
Exactly.
So we leave that Sunday, and I'm all jacked up, thinking like I just won a new new life, but you go home and it becomes real.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, back in that role raising kids, and you know, no one is reaching out to see how I'm doing in that spot, right? You know, just giving my heart and soul to the Lord. You know, there's no spiritual spotter, as we call it at my church. And so, you know, I start thinking, wow, you know,
nothing's changed.
Nothing's really different. This is kind of, we're still going to Nowheresville. I was hoping to be in somewhere out, you know,
yeah,
out traipsing through the tall grass. And
being perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Having angels like lead me along the road, you know. There's exactly. None of that. I'm like, wow, you know, this is kind of like, did I just say words to sound cool? I think the moment when things really started turning a little more to the worse, so I'd get my blinders unblinding my sight, was a moment when my wife at the time made a couple of comments to me in front of the kids, and I go, we're not doing this in front of the boys. They need to. And she just kept pushing the button, you know, and I'm like, okay. So we had a blow up, and it was the first time that I told her I was going to leave the house. I was going to go stay with my mom for the night. I just felt that was important. So we go up there, and my mom, always my spiritual spotter, goes, so what brings you up here? And I go, I couldn't stay in that house. You know, she's pushing the button. She's like, you know what you need to do. Sunday, you went before the congregation to give your soul to God. What have you not done in this moment? And I was like, wow, I haven't prayed. So mom sat by my side like she always did, held my hand, and we had a nice prayer. I cried all over her. And she goes, I love you, but you need to go back to that house.
Yes.
So I gathered my stuff.
Armored up.
That's right, you know. And I went home. And when I say this, I'm not saying it against myself or my wife. We were doing the best we could with what we had and what we knew.
And you still are. Exactly. We all still are.
Exactly. So I go back in the house. Boys were happy to see me. She's just kind of sitting there and goes, so you're back. I'm like, yeah. She goes, I thought you were going to stay up there. I'm like, mom was right. I needed to pray and come home.
So you started to understand that you, even now, to this very day right here, sitting yes. next to me, you are not in control. You weren't in control then.
Nope.
You're not in control now. It's just the beginning journey to understand who is in control, if you will allow him
to
be in control.
Right.
If you will let him help you in prayer.
There's no manual that walks you through any of that process.
No.
You can read the Bible and gain knowledge on it.
Yeah.
But
and that's good.
There's this thing that God allows in life called free will. And that gets a lot of us into trouble. It got me into trouble because I'm free to do as I do.
Even now.
But do you really want to make those decisions?
Exactly.
Because no matter what you do, free will or not, there's only one way to do life, and it's with God, not without.
Exactly, exactly. Our pastor has said more than once, go to the throne before the phone.
That's right.
Don't pick it up and call a friend or right. Google it or whatever.
No lifeline in this game exactly. show called life.
Right, the only lifeline is Jesus. So
absolutely.
Yeah, you know, that's, and it, the other thing, I've used the word journey several times today, Will.
Sure.
And that's what it is. And you said
absolutely.
It. You know,
yep.
there is no exact manual. Yes, the Word of God is real and alive, and it will tell you everything you need to know. But it's the application of that
absolutely
where
yeah.
you know the journey comes in.
That's right.
How does that play out in my circumstances, like with your wife or
sure.
with your kids or with a job? So you're on this journey. By the way,
yes, ma'am.
So you backslid, you know, you wandered around a little bit, but then you gave your life to God again, right?
I did.
We all give ourselves to God multiple times.
Yeah, it happens, yes.
It happens. Finally, you believe you are saved.
Yes.
That's a done deal.
Yep.
But you're still giving yourself to God for help and direction and what am I doing?
2015, I gave my heart to the Lord again at Hickory Street Baptist Church. And then when I moved on, kids graduated, and I started this progression towards pastoring my church. I actually went through baptism again.
Absolutely, yeah, because sometimes you just need that, because now you know more, and you want to tell God you know more. It's
absolutely.
Like he knows. But
it's like you go from being a backslidden adult to a firm believer. Standing firm on the Word of God, and everything that you want to do in life is based around that.
And that part is a done deal.
But the reason I did it wasn't for that. It was because if I'm going into ministry, I want to show him how serious. I want to show all of my church.
Yes.
I'm not just saying this to sound cool. I'm not just doing this to be somebody. I could care less. I'm doing this because that's what's important, and that's what he would want.
Yes. Yeah, indeed. You know, there's a scripture, I found this today, and I was thinking of you and your testimony today, because everybody who is a believer, we all can give a long or a short testimony, and we love it. Doing what you're doing is love. I want to read this to you. It's Psalm 71. I won't read the whole thing, but I'll just read two verses, Psalm 71, 15 and 16. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness, your being the Lord's, right? Talking to the Lord. My mouth will tell of your righteousness, Lord, and your salvation all the day. For I do not know their limits. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness and yours only.
Mm.
Isn't that good?
So good.
That is it right there.
That is
the
totally
only
it.
One that's got any glory here is God. I mean,
that's
we
right.
get to enjoy the benefit and the consequences.
Reap the rewards of that.
Of finally
yes.
understanding bits and glimpses and everything. But, you know, he
Absolutely.
Gets all the glory.
He does. Every day.
So we don't have a break quite yet. It's coming up. But
sure.
So you've given your heart to the Lord.
Yep.
And what do you think? I mean, when you started really gaining that trust, where you really started feeling momentum in your trust, Lord, because I feel like there could be people listening. They're in there. They've tried to do better. They couldn't. They thought God, you know, they thought God was disappointing them because they misunderstood. When is it that you really got that traction?
So the next moment for me that put me into the realm of that thought was when I had given up my addiction to opioids. I was working at a care facility in town from about 2016 to 2019, 2020, right before COVID. And I was asked by a friend that's now family, do you really want to keep doing this to yourself? Is this what you think you're here for? Because I can guarantee you, you know better than what you're doing. I mean, Barb, I had came back to work here for the new rock station at the time, Rock 103. I was so blown up on those things, I don't even remember what I was doing. And it actually came to a point, I'm sitting at home one night, I had spent my entire paycheck on pills. I had no money for food, gas, or anything else. And I just was like listening to him say that
mm-hmm.
over and over in my head. And I called him and I'm like, dude, I need your help. He's like, what's wrong? I go, I just blew my paycheck on pills and I'm messed up. And he's like, I can't help you. You got to help yourself. You got to want it. And he hung up. And I was like, wow.
That was harsh.
That was, you know what?
That was real.
Here's the thing. Yeah, it may be real and sobering, but in that moment, You got all these things going through your head. Oh, he hates me. Whatever. It puts you in a spot where you're at that rock bottom place that they always talk about in church, right?
Yeah.
When you're at rock bottom, you have no resources but one. Mm-hmm. And you ever hear that adage, you can't go any further down, you can only go up?
Yeah.
I only could go up at that time.
You know what I like about this testimony? I want people to hear, because I honestly do will feel like there's a couple of people out there really listening to this, is that this is this down at the very rock bottom after blowing all of his money on opioids and pills. This was after you had prayed with mom. This is after you had come back in to try to make the marriage better. This is after you had given your heart to God as best you could at that time. Yeah. It is a process. I think people just need to grab a hold of this idea. It is not one and done. It's kind of a rolling thing. I mean, everybody's different. There are some people that give their heart to the Lord and they're 7 years old, and I don't know how they do that. And they become like, I don't know, Mother Teresa or something. But for most of us, it's a different journey.
It is.
It's kind of a roll. So I want people to hear that.
Right.
If you can believe it, we're up against our last break. We've got more time coming together. Perfect. But let's take that break, and we'll be right back, everybody.
Attention anglers, can you identify bull trout? Bull trout can have pink or orange spots on the body and white on the leading edge of their fins. They have no black spots on their dorsal fin. Remember, no black, put it back. You must release all bull trout. For practice identifying trout on the internet, type in bull trout education and click on the online bull trout ID test. Please help bull trout recovery in the Clark Fork Pend Oreille Basin. This has been brought to you by Avista, Idaho Council of Trout Unlimited, Idaho Fish and Game, and Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks.
Where can you find almost everything you need and at a reasonable price? At the Better Together Animal Alliance Thrift Store, located on Kootenai Cutoff Road in Pend Oreille. They keep their prices low to offer you the opportunity to buy what you need while staying on budget. Jump into summer and get 50% off a different colored tag each week. Plus, all proceeds benefit animals in need in the Inland Northwest. The Better Together Animal Alliance Store.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Come by boat or car for unforgettable waterfront dining. Pearls on the Lake in Hope is now open 7 days a week from 12 to 8. Enjoy a fresh new menu, tasty cocktails, and live music on beautiful Lake Pend Oreille. Visit pearlsonthelake.com to reserve your table today.
Do you want safe, efficient excavation without the damage? Call Vandenberg Hydro Excavation, your local experts in storm drain cleaning, culvert jetting, and underground utility locating. Vandenberg Hydro Excavation high-pressure water and powerful vac systems get the job done right. No mess, no guesswork. Safe, efficient digging without the damage. Serving Sandpoint and surrounding areas across Idaho, Montana, and Washington. Find out more information online at vhexcavation.com.
You need parts? O'Reilly has parts. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select pads for just $10. Or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
News Talk 97.1 KSBT KBFI.
Hey, everybody, we are hearing a testimony to God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit today from Will Gonser. He has been on a journey that really, it may not contain, like for me, alcohol and opioids, but it had ever just as much sin and disappointment to God as anybody. So the journeys look different, but yet they're the same, aren't
right.
they, Will, in
right.
a funny way? And there's a lot of backing and forthing. And,
absolutely.
And that goes on. But there is a one and done time when you say, you know what, I really for sure, for real am healed. I'm totally standing on God and the Word, and that's the
right.
end of that. So take us now to the changes.
Okay.
That God has made in your life, and He has made so many amazing, beautiful changes.
So 4 years ago, I was an active board member at my church and just felt the tug at my heart by God that He wanted more out of me. So during a board meeting, we were getting ready to close. I said, hey, wait, I got something I want to say, because at the time we were searching for a new pastor, looking for help at the pulpit. And I said, you know, I'm probably not the cardboard cutout that you guys are looking for, but I'd like to put my name in the hat to be pastor of the church. And the collective thought around the table was, what? But, you know, God is good. And through time and through a lot of hard work and dedication on my end, just proving to myself that that's really what I wanted to do and what God wanted from me,
do.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a full buy-in, mm-hmm. and it's been amazing. I give a lot of my free time to, instead of reaching for a handful of pills, I reach for my Bible or my devotional book and take a moment by myself.
Yeah.
And that's been a process that's been hard to learn, but thankfully, God allowed me to learn it. So
it's one of the fruit of the Spirit. It's
yes,
called self-control.
Right.
It works.
A lot of work in keeping straight with that has been coming from some individuals in the church that I am very thankful to be a part of, and that's our Mountain Movers Youth Group at Sandpoint Church of God.
Yes.
The kids are my life force. They keep me going, you know. I love everybody I see on Sundays, but when we go into small groups and the boys that I have around the table with me, they're amazing young men.
Yeah.
And I'm so very blessed to be able to be a part of their
yeah.
spiritual upbringing.
And those blessings are directly from God. I mean,
absolutely.
God honors every step you take.
Right.
He takes two steps with you.
Yes.
He just totally honors
it. It's been fun.
And you know, even though I know your wife is an ex-wife now,
yes,
I think still God is blessing, obviously, that relationship, because you don't have rancor between the two
no,
of you.
No, no. The one thing I can honestly say with my situation is that you hear those horror stories about the dreaded ex.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that. You
praise
know,
God.
She is who she is, and she's a believer as well,
mm-hmm.
which thank God for that. But you know, it's one of those situations where better friends than lovers, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
You know, when she has issues there for a while, I was the first call.
You know, look, you know? We know that the enemy, Satan, and our own flesh and the world that wants to influence you out to their values will kill, wants to steal from you and kill and
absolutely.
Destroy. And unfortunately, your marriage fell victim to that. That was
right.
out when that time was what was happening in your life.
Right.
And, you know, people that, you know, you these problems, it'll take away. That's why we stay close to God, so it doesn't steal
it's
your
the truth.
Testimony.
That's
and
right.
steal your ministry.
That's
and
right.
steal what you have now with your wife.
Right.
It's not. The world did its number on it before,
right.
but now it's a precious thing.
It's like I tell everybody when they ask me about her, I go, she may be my ex-wife, but she's my first love, because that's always going to be that way. She gave me three babies, you know,
yes.
with God's help on that, I am blessed.
Completely.
To have those children in my life, yeah.
Yeah, completely. And so I just think it's just so beautiful the way God brings you along. It's like we're not all the way, all of us, none of us. We are not perfect. Anybody thinks you're going to walk into church and find a bunch of perfect people, I've got news for you. It's not happening. Only God is perfect.
There's a statement that we say at church that like, church should look more like a hospital.
It is a hospital.
I'm telling you what, if you're ailing any Sunday, come and see us.
Yeah, exactly. And come and see any church. Find a church that kind of resonates with you, because there are different churches.
Yeah. I'm actually blessed to say this to you, Barbara. I'm at the coming to the end of my first course in a process through our church system that will help me achieve my goal of being pastor.
That is so cool. Yeah. Are you taking classes like online?
Yes, ma'am.
Classes online.
So the process is called Leadership Focus, and it's predominantly made through the Pacific Northwest Association of the Church of God movement out of Anderson, Indiana. And with this process, in 3 years of schooling and 1 year of ordination and credentialing, will be able to take over the church.
I love that. You're already a pastor. See, this is the way I see it. You know, God already sees you, pastor.
Sure.
That was, he's got that for you. Now you're just walking out the steps to get what he already ordained for you.
A guest speaker for right now.
Uh-huh.
Once I'm credentialed and ordained, then I'll be the pastor.
You'll be pastor.
Yep.
Well, that's as it should be. It's only a title anyway. You're already talking the word of God.
Amen to that.
And the changes keep coming, don't they?
Absolutely.
That's what's so
every day.
Just wonderful about
it's
being
awesome.
With the word. It's just stronger and better. The other thing that I kind of want people to hear, and I think they've heard it throughout your testimony, is that God pursues us. This is His plan. It isn't like we decided.
No.
God is just always pursuing everyone.
Right.
And I think it was at 23rd where it says, His goodness and mercy shall follow me
all the days of my life.
You know what that word is in Hebrew?
What?
Pursue. Chase. His goodness and mercy is not just like
tagging along back there,
you know, like
it's
lollygagging
running.
Behind.
Yeah.
It's running
it's
after
running
us,
at us
to get us to overcome
right.
us with all of His goodness and His mercy. And I love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good feeling.
So, so praise God. That's where I want to
get. Amen. Right? I'm right there with you. Yeah.
God is good. So are you going to be a guest speaker at your church? Tell us where your church is, where it's located. I would like people to know that.
Absolutely. Sandpoint Church of God is located at 221 South Division, right across the street from Valley Vista Care Center. We meet on Sundays at 10 a.m. for coffee and donuts, 10:45 for service. Come and join us.
45 minutes for coffee and donuts. So 10 o'clock for coffee and donuts.
Yeah.
10:40 and lots of meeting and greeting.
Absolutely.
And then 10:45 is the service.
Yes.
Are you speaking this coming Sunday?
We actually this Sunday finished up last Sunday with a series on the armor of God.
Ooh.
And this Sunday is predominantly going to be garnered for praise and worship.
Awesome. So it's like, were you doing the armor of God like a video series or somebody was presenting?
So there's three of us in church leadership that take over the pulpit, and that's myself, John Lolly, and Tom McCarty.
Okay.
And we each were given two pieces of armor because there's six pieces,
right?
And we all did our thing.
I love that. So Sandpoint Church of God, just up on Division, right across from Valley Vista.
Yes.
10 o'clock in the morning, check out the coffee and the donuts.
Yes.
It's like Calorie chapel.
We cut them in half. So it's half of the regrets are gone. Just have half a donut.
I love it. And then 10:45, the word of God is
lifted
up. Honestly, Will, thank you so much for being with us today.
Always a pleasure, Barbara. Thank you.
Praise God. Amen. All right, everybody. Hey, next week we are catching up with all that is good and happening at the West Bonner County School District, Superintendent Kim Spacek, and West Counter, the board member Kathy Nash will be with us. I love it. I can't wait to find out what all is happening there. Until next Tuesday, this is Barbara reminding us all to slow down. out on the streets, out on the water. Love each other. May God richly bless you, my friends, and God bless America. Yay!